holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Disobedience brings on destruction. Yes, it does.
Be Holy.
Right. Hey. I want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. How are you doing? How are you feeling? I hope you feel good. You can tell I feel good. Oh, yes. Listen, we're going to talk about this thing today. Now, we talked about the blessing, right? And why God blesses people the other day. We talked about that. But today we're going to talk about the other side of a blessing, to where we're talking about destruction, really. And so how he says that he was blessing us, and or he was talking to the people of Israel in the wilderness. A church in the wilderness is what we called them. And it's in the Bible too, so don't get excited. He said he was blessing them to humble them and to test them for their own good. That's what he said. He said he was, you know, humbling them and testing them for their own good. Well, we're going to read a few verses in that same chapter where it talks about disobedience just brings on destruction. It just does. You know how as a child, when disobedience was in your life, how it brought on destruction with your parents. They just kind of gave you a little paddling. They gave you a little whooping, little chastisement there. They did. So your disobedience brought on destruction, brought on the beatdown. You know, nobody liked it, but it did. It taught you one thing. You be obedient enough to keep yourself out of trouble. You be obedient enough to keep yourself out of trouble. Fly under the radar with your parents. That's what it taught you. That's what it taught me. There's certain things I ain't going to do because I don't feel like getting a whooping for that. I don't feel like getting beat down for that. I don't have time to be getting beat down. So today we're going to talk about that same thing with God. Maybe we ought to be obedient enough to where we don't get no destruction pulled on us. You know, that where God gets upset with us and has to deal with us. Maybe we ought to take it slow. Yeah, well, we got a little time. We got one day. We have one more day to get it right with the Lord. But listen, we're going to go over to verse number 18 in chapter 8 of Deuteronomy. And it says this: remember the Lord your God. He is the one who gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. So that's where we ended. But this is where we're going to start and begin today. Verse number 19 of chapter 8, Deuteronomy. But I assure you of this. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods, worshiping and bowing down to them, you will certainly be destroyed. Now, that's what he told the people in the wilderness, the church in the wilderness. He told them, I'm going to assure you of this. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow after other gods, you will certainly be destroyed. That's what he told them. Now, that's the church in the wilderness. Now, this is before grace, right? This is the law church. He told them this. Now, we are the grace church, right? We came after them. And this is what God says to say. If you forget him, you will be destroyed. That's why a lot of us are destroyed right now. That's why a lot of our cultures are destroyed right now. That's why a lot of people are destroyed right now. Maybe your grandfather, maybe your mother, whoever told you about God and you knew enough to build your faith on it. And then you got older, went to college or did whatever you were going to do and decided you are not going to obey the one and only Lord our God. You said it and you did it. And so then after that, he says, if you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods, whether it be women, men, education, even if you put God down and pick up your church. I mean, a lot of people do that. They put down God and pick up their church. Or if you make something else your God and you just start bowing down to it, God says you'll be destroyed. And me too. If I do it, I'll be destroyed. I'm just not trying to go to the hot place, man. I just ain't got no time to be trying to fool around with that hot place. It's hard enough dealing with the sun here and the heat here on earth. I'm not trying to deal with the hot place. I don't know about you. Maybe you can deal with it. I can't. I'm not going to deal with it. I'll tell you that. He says, but I assure you of this. If you ever forget the Lord God and follow other gods, worshiping and bowing down to them, whether it be politics, alcohol, drugs, and all of that stuff is like a whole nother God. And we make our own gods, just like they made their own gods back in the day. They grab a tree and cut it down, get the wood and shave it to the shape that they wanted and carve it out and then overlay gold on top of it and say that's a god and all that. That's what they would do. I mean, people still do it to this day. I'm sure they're still doing it because people just, you know, they don't know what they're doing. You know, they just go out there and they do things. They feel that's the way to go and that's what they do. I mean, God said it himself. They don't know what they're doing. Not me. I didn't say it. God said it. So it says here, you forget the Lord God if you want to. You'll be destroyed. Now, that's not good. I don't want that. So I remind my son. I remind the people at the church. I remind the children at the church. You better follow God. Don't forget the Lord. And all you're getting, don't forget him. Don't ever forget the Lord. You might not agree with him. You might not like what he's doing. You might be under stress. You might be homeless. You might not have no money. You might not have no family, no nothing. You might feel by yourself. But don't you forget about the Lord God. At least if you don't forget him, you have a way into that blessing. He says when he go to bless you, you know, he's only humbling you and testing you for your own good. So don't forget him. Because if you forget the Lord, you're bringing on destruction. Please don't forget the Lord. Don't do that. Just don't do it. Verse number 20. Just as the Lord has destroyed other nations in your path. Now, remember, Israel, man, that when they would go in that wilderness, they go from different nations to different nations. They'll go to this country, go to that country. And if it was God's will to destroy that country or that nation, he did right in front of them. And they were never nations that believed in him. There were nations that didn't believe him. So you let your friends talk you into not believing God's real if you want to. And you know what's going to happen. Just as the Lord destroyed other nations in your path, you also will be destroyed if you refuse to obey the Lord your God. Not obey your pastor, not obey Be Holy, not obey me, not join my church. No. He said, if you don't obey the Lord your God, listen, you have to obey the Lord your God. Now, the only way you can really obey him is if he's talking to you, giving you instruction. He'll tell you what to do. No man can tell you what to do. We can tell you what other people did. They can tell you what they're doing. But only God can tell you what you need to do. See, you'll lie to me and then I'll tell you, well, do this, do that, do this, do that. You lie to somebody else and they'll say, do this, do that. I can lie. And then say, do this and do that. Mm-mm, God's not going to lie. And you won't be able to lie yourself out of God's presence. Because trust me, when God talks, and if he wants you to hear him talking, you're going to hear nobody but him talking. You better get to God, man. You've been out there long enough doing your own thing. you've done your wickedness. You've done all that stuff. I've done it. You know, we've all done it. So it's time to stop, and it's time to turn around and get back to God. That's what it's time to do. It's time to get back to Him. You know, you've been out there long enough. We all been out there. It's time to get back to Him before you have destruction in your life. That's what you don't want. I'm not telling you that to scare you. I'm telling you that as a consequence. God doesn't want you to be scared. If He wanted to scare us, trust me, He could scare us. He really could. Don't take the warning as a scare tactic. The warning is a consequence. It's telling, He's just telling you, look, you might not want to go that way. You might not want to eat from that tree. You might not want to marry that person. You might not want to go to that church. You might not want to live in that house. You might not want to live on that street. You might not want to move to this state. You might not want to move to that country. You kind of get what I'm telling you? So hear what God says, and you'll hear all the warnings that you need to adhere to or abide by. He didn't come to ruin your life. God never came to ruin your life. He came to actually make it to where you had a better life. And it's not necessarily this life on earth. Now, this life on earth is temporary anyway. The next life is the life He's preparing us for. That's where the gold is. That's where the grand place to be with God, where He is, like He is spiritually, you know? Yeah, we live here on earth. We can do things on earth. We can live here on earth and have things on earth, buy things on earth, sell things on earth. You know, be rich on earth. We can do all of that. But don't let the being rich get you. Don't let the money get you. You just get the money, or you get the success. He made us for us to be who He says we are. And it's Him that gives us power to be successful. So it's kind of best that we kind of listen to Him. I'm sure that's the best route. That's the best route, to just listen to Him. And if we listen to Him, we won't lose. But if we're listening to Him and it appears as if we did lose, trust me, you didn't. You didn't lose. He just moved you from one place to the other. You know, think about that. Even with slavery back in the day, they were moved from one place to another. Sure, they might have had some heartache here, but it had to be better than where they were, because God moved them here for a purpose. So God is the one who gives you the purpose and the strength to be powerful and be successful. Don't let destruction ruin that.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.